everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of July 9th through 15th, 2012. Pretty much the first week of the club competition season, though first, a follow-up from last week. Carolina Costner really didn't need long to think at all. After saying last week she'd take several weeks to ponder her future, she posted on her website Thursday, she's sticking around till Sochi. But for other ladies, we have not-so-good news coming out of Canada. Cynthia Phaneuf has a stress fracture in her back and will be out until Canadian Nationals. She already was snubbed for the Grand Prix initial selection, so there's no immediate change there. But this makes the open spot at Skate Canada really open. But back to the club competitions. The biggest this week was the LA Open. Unusually, the senior men's event had a bigger field than the senior ladies. Grant Hochstein won by virtue of a clean performance of his New Lady Calif short, which scored him 68.07, and a free skate combining King Arthur with Troy. He had a single and was fine otherwise to score 127.73 and total 195.80 overall, but he came in second to the segment to Richard Dornbush, who scored 129.16, but after a bad fourth place short that left him down in the 50s, so he could only come up with 185.69 in third overall, behind Sean Rabbit, who stole the show with his short where he pulled off everything including a triple ledge triple toe, and even without the triple axel was nipping at Hochstein's heels with 67.60, and even the long wasn't too far behind with 124.73 for a 192.33 overall total. Though, as he tweeted, what really put him on cloud nine was Sunday night when he became the winner of the Los Angeles Figure Skating Club's Virginia Frattiani Trophy for the most artistic performance at the Los Angeles Open. Over in Colorado was the Vail Invitational, known for some breakthrough jumps. This year, those were Armin Mabanuzadeh's quads, as he landed one in his old cashmere short and one in the new Doctor Who free, and two more triple axels in the ladder, though some of his other jumps weren't as clean, especially the ones involving combos. The only other skater in the competition was Joshua Farish, who showed the effects of the altitude, even in his short set to the Bocello suite. Up to the north, in Minnesota, Skate Milwaukee was highlighted by Gracie Gold, who landed her opponents and with 57.93 points ran off with the senior lady short. None of the other girls in the field even broke 50, and that includes Kiri Baga, who also skated well but only scored 49.17, and both Victoria and Josie Helgeson, who won 3-4 with 47.13 and 46.84 respectively. Neither Gold nor the Helgeson sisters skated in the free, where Baga won, scoring 90.07 for 139.24 overall. And down in the Texas Canyon Open in Farmers Branch, Texas, a two-skater senior ladies competition saw Ashley Kane beat Nina Jiang 145.10 to 132.83, and a two-skater junior ladies competition saw Audrey Shin, moving all the way up from juvenile, beat Tai Tai Fan up from the more normal novice 107.15 to 100.60. There were only three senior ladies, and Courtney Hicks easily distanced the other two with 47.55 in the short program when the other two didn't even break 40, and the long program 96.68, nearly as much as second place Shanti Nakayama's overall total, 144.23 combined. Mary Beth Marley and Rodney Brubaker skated an exhibition, both their new Hernando's Hideaway short, good enough to earn praise by no less than Ty Babylonia on Twitter, and their Umbrellas of Cherbourg free, where they focused on choreography while jumping doubles to stay on their feet. Though there was some trouble with the throw and more with the final spin, they scored 94.16. In the juniors, last year's national novice champion, Vincent Chow, took the event with 187.89 points on the strength of a clean triple-triple Sorcerer's Apprentice short. When Nathan Chen there went for the triple axel, missed it rather badly, and let it get to him elsewhere in the program to be left in third, though he landed the axel in a much better free to win that segment and finish second with 85.33. Another skater, just up from novice, Hannah Skane, won a ladies' competition where she was one of only two skaters to break 100 overall, and that barely for her at 102.22. And Jessica Cowlang and Zach Sidhu also won on the strength of clean jazzy short. The second place, there is Jessica Fafund and AJ Race, who had trouble with the lift in the short, won the free. The final scores were 124.90 to 121.10. There was only one other pair in the field. The club season also got underway with a withdrawal from his events as a single skater by one Timothy LeDuc and his joining the roster of the Indy Parish Challenge at the late entry registration deadline as well. And with that was news of his finding a new partner in 2009 junior national ladies champion Dee Dee Leng, whose career had been thought over after a back injury in late 2009. They've only been together for about half a month, during which she has speed tested her way through every level of pairs up to junior to qualify for Indy, and they will do their senior test in August. They'll be competing as seniors. Needless to say, they're only doing a short at Indy. There's been no time to worry about a free for that. Even outside all the debuting, there were a lot of music announcements this week, starting with Kevin Reynolds skating along to Concerto No. 4 Piano and Orchestra by French-Canadian composer André Mathieu, with choreography by Kenji Miyamoto, a piece he describes as a very beautiful and powerful piece of music. He will keep his chambermaid swing short, adjusted to match the new requirements. He's not the only one keeping an old program. Agnes Wadsky, Jeremy Tan, and Jonathan Kazar, who have all gotten new David Wilson shorts, are all keeping their longs. Though Zawadzki, who hoped to include a triple lutch triple toe in hers this season, has adjusted her cut of Rhapsody in Blue somewhat, both she and Tan speak of their being deserving of more performances. Zawadzki's new short is to the Middle Eastern influence score of Sex and the City 2. She also said this week she recently had a weird fall and a minor lower back sprain, which kept her off the ice for 2 weeks, but is now better. Tan, who says he's 80 to 90% recovered from his various old injuries, is getting to Grand Grignol by Baggio Fondo and talks about how energetic and sexy his program is, though he and Wilson really had to cram to get it done, having only 4 days in which to work. He also says he's still having trouble with the flip especially and probably won't try to land the triple axel or quad again until the Olympic season. Perhaps most intriguing is the claim of Kazar, who says he has managed to find a piece of music in Les Miserables he doesn't think anyone's ever skated to. His new short uses two pieces. He says of it, "It felt almost more natural to me than any other program I've ever had." Also, he wants the new addition to his long in the form of the triple axel. After initially considering retirement after Nationals last season, he chose to commit to the next two seasons and to trying to finally master that jump to take the next step up. We have a Russian music announcement, too, and one that involves two new programs, which seem to follow a theme. Xenia Stolbova and Fedor Klimov are going gothic, with a short to Interview with a Vampire and a long to the Addams Family. Speaking of Russians, over in Latvia, coach Evgeny Rukovitsyn's group were interviewed, including Rukovitsyn himself, who reveals, among other things, that Xenia Makarova had to go to the U.S. to treat an injury and is still in the process of recovering, and when after they chose her initial long program music with choreographer Ilya Averbuch, he then decided it was too common a choice and showed up on the day with a completely different piece, but that her and Konstantin Menshov's programs are now choreographed and are being learned and fine-tuned. They're working with Makarova's jumps with Dartfish, and she is no longer working with infamous psychologist Rudolf Saganov, but is working a little with coach Viktor Kudryashev. Konstantin Menshov, Rukovitsyn notes, does not need any work on his jumps. Both he and Menshov himself, who was also interviewed, insist the problem there is mostly nerves, and Menshov also says he's getting better about that, and that despite his falling back last season and considering retirement, ultimately he still wants to make the Olympics. His long will have a second triple axel, as well as the two quads, and he will do one or two competitions before the Grand Prix, though he doesn't know the specifics of those yet. The whole group will train in Sweden before the Russian test skate. There were quite a few show announcements this week as well, including the summer edition of All That Skate, which will take place August 24th through 26th in Seoul. Not the smartest dates, since the American skaters will all be stuck at Champs Camp and won't be able to perform, but Unikim will nonetheless be joined by Alexei Agudin, Patrick Chan, Joanie Rochette, Stéphane Lambiel, Aliona Savchenko, Robin Zolkovy, Tatiana Totmanina, and Maxime Marinin, Brian Joubert, Kira Korpi, and Laura Lepisto. Over in Japan, with the ice taking place next week, it has been announced that for the second year in a row, that as well as raising money for the Red Cross, the tour will include special performances for 50 victims of last year's earthquake and tsunami from the Tochigi Prefecture, some of whom are still in evacuation centers 16 months later, and 50 children who lost their parents. These shows will take place July 24th and 25th in Nikko, where local children will also get lessons from the stars. Actually taking place this week in Tokyo were the Prince Ice World shows, highlighted by Daisuke Takahashi going for quad lutz in the finale of the Saturday show, though it came out two-footed and probably under-rotated. It was also notable for Fumie Suguri's younger sister, the newly married Chika Suguri, performing for the last time before her retirement from the ice, though it seems she will still remain involved in the sport. And happening July 22nd across the pond, in anticipation of the Olympics, of course, is a TV special, Dancing on Ice Goes Gold. This one will involve Olympic medalists as all the celebrities, with normal judges Robin Cousins, Katarina Witt, and Louis Spence, and Cousins also performing, and of course Jane Torval and Christopher Dean will be performing too. The biggest star among the athletes is the foreigner, Russian 70s multiple gold medal winning gymnast Olga Korbut. The others, the Brits, are 2004 and 2008 Olympic champion rower Steve Williams, 2008 sailing champion Pippa Wilson, 1984 champion javelin thrower Tessa Sanderson, 1988 110-meter hurdles silver medalist Colin Jackson, 2004 badminton silver medalist Gail Emms, and 1996 track relay silver medalist Jamie Belch. And speaking of the Olympics, it was Michelle Kwan's turn with the torch Monday as she carried it through Oxford. Coca-Cola has actually brought a lot of runners over in groups to make them easier to handle, and at 22, Kwan's group has been the largest, which hasn't made the locals entirely happy since it's made it harder for them to get spots, and it allows them to blame the corporations. In less expected news, Kwan is currently competing for a free Royal Caribbean cruise with famous Olympic gold-winning diver Greg Louganis. The two of them are doing promos for the cruise line, which have them aboard one of their cruise ships joining various activities, and their fans have to vote for each of them to win on Facebook. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.